Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking to our USD 383 schools officials today, Dr. Marvin Wade, superintendent, and board member Kristen Brighton. School board meets at 6:30 tonight, Robinson Education Center, and we're going to go to the Jones Report next. Kristen has some announcements.
All right, there's a lot of things coming up. February is always a busy month, even though it's a short one. First of all, it's parent-teacher conference time. I think we all feel like January was the longest January on record, so it may seem like it's already time for parent-teacher conferences for some of you. But next week, we'll have middle and high school conferences, and then the week of February 14th is elementary conferences. As is traditional, when there's conferences, there's some days off of school, so you'll see that there's no school for all USD 3D students next Friday, February 11th. And then elementary students also get Thursday, February 17th and Friday, February 18th off. So mark your calendars if those aren't already marked for those days off coming up. A big push you're going to see in a lot of media over the next couple weeks is the district is looking for feedback on how to spend our portion of the federal ESSER funds. And so you'll be seeing quite a bit. I think Brandon said that you're going to have Lou Faustin later this week to talk about it on this show as well. But we are putting a big call out to the community to give us input in how we're going to spend our allocations of that. And so we're really encouraging everybody. You don't have to be a parent. Anyone who lives in the community, any age can go. Well, maybe you have to be 18 probably, but to go to the USD 383 website and click on the ESSER 3 budget plan. It's a very quick survey. Shouldn't take you very long. But we want to be able to show that we have gotten and asked the community for input and how to spend those dollars. So please take a couple minutes out of your day to do that. And then the last announcement is, believe it or not, it is about time for kindergarten orientation. So if you've got one of those youngins who's going to be 5 years old before August 31st of this year, they are eligible for kindergarten. And I think they're doing that a little bit differently this year. I know they've been working on making some adaptions. But all 10 of our elementary schools will be having an orientation session on Thursday, April 7th from 6 to 7 p.m. So if you have questions about that, see our website, or you're always welcome to ask one of our building principals from your neighborhood for more information. So I'm excited to see what next year's class looks like. It's always fun to get those kindergartners in the building for the first time.
I'm curious, on the parent-teacher conferences, will those still be offered via Zoom for some who may want that?
That's my understanding, is there's going to be a Zoom option. Is that true, Dr. Wade?
That's my understanding as well, that there's going to be a couple different ways that trying to work with the parents on what's going to work best for them.
Okay. I think it's been important to the buildings to be able to offer face-to-face options, but if families feel more comfortable, there'll be an alternative.
You know, I kind of like that option because we're a working family and sometimes we get a little busy, so having that option is nice. So.
Absolutely. I totally understand and agree. So I think it just depends on what works best for the family and what their concerns are. And it's different in elementary versus the secondary schools. So it's great to have options.
Yeah. As far as donations and grants, what do we have tonight?
Kind of a light night in that. Sometimes we have many, many bullet points on this page. There's just one at this time, but we have a $500 cash donation from Manhattan Oral Surgery and Implant Center to Marlette Elementary for class use. As always, we're grateful to the community for all their support of all of our buildings and all of our district programs. So we are pleased to accept that donation tonight.
Okay, very good. There's a lot of reports here tonight on the school board meeting agenda, including the mentoring program annual report that Paula Haug will be discussing, Dr. Wade.
Yeah, we've got a high quality mentoring program in the district. It's been in place for quite some time now. And, you know, it's an opportunity anytime that new educators come in, if they're new to education, they're assigned a mentor teacher. If they're new to our district, but they've got experience, they've got a professional license already, they're assigned a buddy teacher who works with them throughout the year, just another individual they can turn to for guidance. And there's structure to it. There's six different sessions that are scheduled for the individuals. They meet one-on-one with their mentor or their buddy through the year. And Dr. Haug's going to give a report tonight on how things have gone this year, you know, a little bit different with COVID and all, but she, in her report, she's got a list of who the teachers are, the new teachers, who the buddy teachers are, who the mentors are. She'll talk about that, talk about this year, also looking forward to the future, maybe some possible changes based on feedback that she's received, that they teaching and learning's received. So going to go over that report tonight. Always good to hear that. We also have Lou Faust is going to give us a legislative update. There's a lot of things going on right now with the legislature and education. Several different items that are in hearings this week. And it's hard to keep track of all of that. So Lou monitors it really closely. He's going to give us a report tonight on some of the education bills that are out there. Pandemic response plan, as we mentioned earlier. We also have the future meeting items. At the last board meeting, the Board of Education had a discussion about, you know, what are some of the things when we look at future meetings, you know, short-term, long-term, what are topics that the board would like to have covered at future meetings, and made a list of those items, and then continuing the conversation tonight about, you know, for example, mental health services for students and staff. We heard that over and over again. We've heard that meeting after meeting throughout COVID, that was high on the list. Improving classified salaries, use of 901 points, just different items that are on that list that the board's going to continue that conversation about. What are the priorities we need to look at in the near and long-term future?
All right. And I see there's a board retreat later this month. Any idea what you guys will be looking at there?
I know that there's an individual from the Kansas Association of School Boards that's going to be coming in and meeting with the board, just talking about board responsibilities as we move forward with some of these different items I was just mentioning. You know, how does the board work with administration, work with the community, work with each other in dealing with those issues? So looking forward to that.
Okay. I also see, looks like the mid-year enrollment report will be given tonight, and probably not anticipating a lot of changes there, I would imagine.
No. Eric Reed, you know, always does a great job with where were we at? Where are we at? What's different than what we thought it would be as a particular grade levels? Where are the changes and what could that mean for us? So Eric will get into that tonight.
Okay. Of course, you guys did the redistricting at the beginning of the year. So I guess maybe that might play a little factor. He'll have some, show where things are working, maybe where things could be a little bit improved there.
That's a good perspective, because, you know, there were a lot of numbers thrown out as we were doing the redistricting about, you know, how close will buildings be to their physical capacity, those kind of things. So that's a good way for us to look at that. I know that topic came up in the site council reports recently about just, you know, all of the schools kind of moving forward with the families, with their students, to kind of get reacclimated, because there are different buildings than they might have been at the past. So there's some work to be done in all the buildings in that regard.
One quick question I have for you before we let you go here. I know it was about a month ago that there was the issue at Oliver Brown Elementary where there was a little bit of flooding. Have we heard any updates on what caused that or a dollar amount of damage that caused?
I know it was a sprinkler head in the library, and I don't know what, you know, where it ended up being as far as the dollar amount. I know there's been, you know, ongoing conversations about what could have caused that and what can be done to avoid those kind of situations in the future, but I don't know what that ended up being dollar amount.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough.
Now I want to go find out, Brandon.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe that's something we could look into here. I don't know if they could report that at the board meeting sometime, but certainly a new building, that's that was a little bit of a surprise.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll hear more about it when there's a concrete final solution. I think you've got the manufacturer of the equipment, the construction company, there was lots of factors, so I'm sure they're figuring it out.
All right. Well, guys, appreciate it. And 6:30 tonight, Robinson Education Center is where the school board will be meeting. Kristen, Dr. Wade, appreciate you being on the program today.
Thanks for having us, Kristen.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.
Yep. All right, stay tuned. Ryan Alm is going to join us next from the Manhattan Fire Department. Stay tuned.